For months, the federal government's been silent on the issue of marijuana legalization. But Attorney General Eric Holder broke his silence, announcing pot shops could open as long as they follow state laws. Brian Vicente is with the group Sensible Colorado, which helped spearhead Amendment 64.
Really pretty ecstatic with this announcement. Really, you know, signals a very positive shift on marijuana laws. This really answers, you know, an unanswered question for years, is what's the federal government going to do if Colorado legalizes marijuana? And now we know that they're going to step aside and let us move forward with the strict regulation.
Vicente says many in the industry are now breathing a huge sigh of relief. But Mike Elliott, who heads the Medical Marijuana Industry Group, says there are remaining concerns. He says he wants the federal government to change its policy on banking.
The federal government has really been interfering with the Colorado program and creating, in turn, a public safety issue by not allowing the businesses to have access to banking services.
And Congress will soon be taking up the issue of marijuana regulations. The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing on September 10th to discuss federal oversight and how state and federal marijuana laws interact. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.